I want to go back to something you said earlier that struck me about Max, and mm-hmm. that he was going to be growing up both as a person who is Black and also Jewish. And mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, how do you understand the anti-Semitism rise mm-hmm. in this day?
Yeah. I mean, gosh, so there's so much to say about that. As somebody who is married to a Jewish man and who we've chosen to raise Max with Judaism being his primary religious home, it's probably an odd thing for a clergy person in the African Methodist Episcopal Church to do, that felt right for us and our family for a number of reasons. You know, the thing about anti-Jewishness that is true is that it always comes in cycles and waves, right? And so where there are moments of sort of uprising and scapegoating in particular of Jewish identified folks as a way of putting off a sense of blame shifting for certain political and social circumstances. I mean, you can go back to like this notion of blood libel from the Middle Ages, right? Mm-hmm. there always happens in cycles. And so I don't think that it is a coincidence that we are seeing this uptick and rise of anti-Semitic violence at the same time that we have sort of a larger uptick in violence against Asian Americans and, you know, vehement anti-Blackness that is also, you know, permeating. And I would say, you know, a deepening rise in sort of white Christian nationalism that very much places at the center of its analysis a sort of exceptionalism of whiteness. And I'm going to distinguish that from white people, right? Because I think when we talk in these terms, it's important to both name the ideology for what it is and that people are more complicated than that sometimes, right? And so, you know, it's also true in the U.S. that Jewish folks make up less than 10% of the population. So the reality is that many people don't know Jewish folks, right? Uh-huh. They don't have them in their community or in their families or in their lives. And so, again, when you don't know, it's easy to project onto people sorts of stereotypes and understandings that are not grounded in reality, but based in ignorance. And all of that is true. And, you know, I live in the South. I live in a context that is very much competes as one of the buckles of the Bible Belt. And so it feels really important to me as I think about what it means for Max to be cultivating both a Black identity. I mean, he's real cute, Paul, like, but he can't pass, right? Which was, you know, honestly, this is very vulnerable to share, but it's one of my biggest fears when like I was giving birth was like, is he going to be recognizably my child, right? Or are people going to assume that I'm the help in this situation, right?
Oh, Lord.
Which is, you know, its own, my own set of stuff, but it could be really easy for him to grow up in this context and not have a sense of his own identity as being Jewish and having Jewish heritage. And so it takes a great deal of intention to do so. Uh-huh. And for him to embrace both of his identities, not as in competition or in conflict, but just a part of the legacy that he has inherited and something to be deeply proud of. I write in my book that he is, you know, the product of people who survived the Shoah and people who survived chattel slavery, right? Like in his bones are folks who, and in his DNA are people and stories, more importantly, of communities that not just survived, but thrived against the greatest odds, against contexts that were meant for their literal destruction. And so it feels really important for me to ground him in a sense of that history, in a sense of that lineage and legacy, while also helping him recognize it as a strength and a superpower.